tell me who wrote the book of love.
Let's get right to our calls. We've got a lineup here at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U as we broadcast live at the Festival of Books in Tucson. Gary D. back in the flagship studios in KTAR. We'll press line number one to bring Alexander in and talk about the rotten egg smell from the faucet.
That's awful. Hey, Rosie, how you doing?
Good.
Perfect when you go down to rinse out your mouth with toothpaste and you get that nice rotten egg smell, isn't it?
It's a special feeling. Hey, so about 3 months ago, my wife and I had a bathroom remodel done through the home insurance claim. And we got that done, and everything looks great. But after that, we had new toilets put in, new bathtubs put in. Everything was redone. And now when I turn on my faucet in the morning, it just has a rotten egg smell coming out of it. But it lasts for, 30 seconds, and it seems like the water clears it out, whatever was in there, and that's that. So I don't even know where to look to start troubleshooting that.
Have you tried a different faucet to see?
It's only mine.
Only yours, not your wife's. Well, so you got a double vanity?
Well, no, yeah. It's a double vanity, and my wife claims that hers does it too. But, I mean, we've turned them on at the same time in the mornings, and I don't smell it from hers. So if it does come from hers, it's much less, and it's very potent on my side.
How about another bathroom in the house?
No, just that one bathroom. Even I thought maybe going downstairs to the kitchen sink, it doesn't do that. It's just that one bathroom. So I thought maybe, I've watched all the home improvement shows, which makes me an expert. and I thought I've heard of things of outgassing. I don't know if maybe they didn't install a pipe the right way or something, or I don't know.
It's possible, but all of that has to be inspected by the city. It'd be very rare that was causing the problem. When they did have you noticed, what I want you to do is I want you to try and distinguish if it's just in the cold or just in the hot, okay? If it's just in the hot, then we may go to the water heater and consider replacing the anode rod, okay? If it's the cold and the hot water, then it's probably the drain and it isn't the water itself. Now, this is only in the master bedroom, correct?
Correct.
And it's only while the water's running? Or is it only while you're bent over with your nose close to the sink drain?
I hadn't put those two together, but I suppose it would be when my nose is down by the sink drain.
Okay.
Well, but it goes away after 30 seconds. Oh, well, I guess that just means it's being rinsed out.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
I can't imagine that we don't have both those sinks are protected by P-traps, so the odor has to be emanating between the P-trap and your sink, unless at the point it opens up as you start pouring water down there, there is an air gap that's created with the water passing the P-trap that could cause a positive pressure back into the house. Tell me about the layout of your house. Do you have a peaked roof or a flat roof?
Peaked.
Okay.
Vaulted ceilings. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's two stories.
Okay. Is the master bedroom upstairs?
Yes.
It is. Yep.
Okay. And the peak runs north and south or east and west?
Oh, gosh. trying to get that out. Let me see here. So there's several different peaks. There's about four different peaks, and I would say north
here,
and south.
Here's why. Okay, north and south, and is the master bedroom on the east side of the house?
It is on the west side of the house.
Okay,
west side.
Okay, well then I don't think you're experiencing a negative pressure situation in your plumbing system. I think the first thing I would do is check the anode rod in the water heater to see that we've still got it in place and you're not. Have a little sulfur bacteria built up in the hot water. You don't smell it in the shower, do you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
All right.
And the vent pipe is on the wrong side?
That's something I should just be able to call a plumber and tell him I want the anode rod inspected?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you handy at all, Alex?
Not in the least. I'm a
all right.
IT programmer.
Okay, all right. Very good. Very good. Very good. Just go to get to Rosie on the house. Take a look at one of the Rosie certified plumbers. All you do is type in your zip code, put in plumbing, and you'll get a choice of two or three different plumbers within a 20-mile radius of your house. Have them come out, take a look at it, assess where the odor could be coming from, and we'll go from there. Because he doesn't fit any of the other criteria that we would generally have.
And if you happen to be in northern Arizona or Prescott, we are looking for a plumber in that area. That's the one area we're light on plumbers in the state of Arizona. You can apply at rosieonthehouse.com. And the one last odor thing to complete this segment that T-Boy, my brother, likes to do sometimes is pour Clorox in the overspill drain. When you plug a sink and you turn it on with water, there's an overflow hole that will put the water back in the drain. He likes to pour Clorox in there from time to time because he says that can build up some funky odor smell. So you can always give that a try as well while we're attacking the problem.
It sure can.
We have a great list of calls. A lot of people want to know about rate changes from the utilities. We've got questions on super cooling and the use on the air conditioning. And we'll cover that here at Rosie on the House after bottom of the hour news break. Come down. You can get online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Or come on down to the Tucson Festival of Books. We're in booth 203 next to the culinary stage on the north side of the runway. And we'll get your question asked right here live in person.